You'll hear part of a radio interview with a swimming instructor. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
And now for our sports section. And I have with me today Paul Collison, who is a swimming instructor, with a rather unusual approach. Thanks for taking the time during your holiday to come and talk to us, Paul.
It's very kind of you to invite me.
Paul, you're the swimming instructor at the Palace Hotel in the south of France. How long have you been there?
Oh, well, I started working there in 1970 when I was 18 years old.
And you've never moved?
Nope. I get to meet a lot of famous people there and I guess I enjoy that.
And of course a lot of them go there because they want you to teach them to swim.
Well, that's true, but I teach plenty of other people too and not all my students are beginners.
But we're not talking about young children, are we?
Not usually. There isn't the same challenge teaching children. They have an almost a natural ability to swim. Adults are afraid, and helping them overcome that is hard, but much more fun somehow.
But don't a lot of people just give up trying to learn once they reach a certain age?
Not at all. I get hundreds of calls from people looking for sympathetic instructors. I would estimate that about 50% of the adult population can't swim, but they're still keen to learn.
So it's just fear that holds them back?
Basically, yes. I come across it all the time, and it isn't just beginners. I have students who can swim a bit, but don't make any progress because, well, like all of them, they hate going underwater.
Mm. So, what's the secret, Paul?
Well, you've got to relax in the water, and that means that you must control your breathing.
And I understand you have a special technique to help people do that.
Yes. Before my students even go into the pool, I teach them how to breathe. And to do that, I give everyone a salad bowl.
A salad bowl? Right.
Everyone in the group gets one of these, each full of water. First, I get them to breathe slowly through the nose and mouth, mm-hmm. just normal controlled breathing.
To calm them.
Uh-huh. And then they all have to put their faces in the bowl and breathe out underwater.
How does it go?
Well, they're all terrified at first, so we repeat the exercise many times, and in the end they become quite competitive about who can keep their face down the longest.
And that means they've started to forget about their fear.
Exactly. When I'm sure they're more confident about breathing, I move the group into the pool, and I tell them that they're going to begin by trying to float with their faces in the water. Once I'm sure they're okay, I start them off, and I teach different swimming strokes to different pupils, depending on which one I think they'll find easiest. The swimming technique itself is far less important than feeling confident in the water.
Great. So how many lessons would I need to learn to swim?
Well, all my lessons are an hour long, and generally it just takes 3 to overcome the fear and get people swimming. A few never make it, but I'd say 90% end up swimmers.
So there's hope for us all yet. And now on to Michelle.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
And now for our sports section. And I have with me today Paul Collison, who is a swimming instructor, with a rather unusual approach. Thanks for taking the time during your holiday to come and talk to us, Paul.
It's very kind of you to invite me.
Paul, you're the swimming instructor at the Palace Hotel in the south of France. How long have you been there?
Oh, well, I started working there in 1970, when I was 18 years old.
And you've never moved?
Nope. I get to meet a lot of famous people there, and I guess I enjoy that.
And, of course, a lot of them go there because they want you to teach them to swim.
Well, that's true, but I teach plenty of other people too, and not all my students are beginners.
But we're not talking about young children, are we?
Not usually. There isn't the same challenge teaching children. They have an almost a natural ability to swim. Adults are afraid, and helping them overcome that is hard, but much more fun somehow.
But don't a lot of people just give up trying to learn once they reach a certain age?
Not at all. I get hundreds of calls from people looking for sympathetic instructors. I would estimate that about 50% of the adult population can't swim, but they're still keen to learn.
So it's just fear that holds them back?
Basically, yes. I come across it all the time, and it isn't just beginners. I have students who can swim a bit, but don't make any progress because, well, like all of them, they hate going underwater.
Mm. So what's the secret, Paul?
Well, you've got to relax in the water, and that means that you must control your breathing.
And I understand you have a special technique to help people do that.
Yes. Before my students even go into the pool, I teach them how to breathe. And to do that, I give everyone a salad bowl.
A salad bowl? Right.
Everyone in the group gets one of these, each full of water. First, I get them to breathe slowly through the nose and mouth, mm-hmm. just normal control breathing.
To calm them.
Uh-huh. And then they all have to put their faces in the bowl and breathe out underwater.
How does it go?
Well, they're all terrified at first, so we repeat the exercise many times, and in the end they become quite competitive about who can keep their face down the longest.
And that means they've started to forget about their fear.
Exactly. When I'm sure they're more confident about breathing, I move the group into the pool, and I tell them that they're going to begin by trying to float with their faces in the water. Once I'm sure they're okay, I start them off, and I teach different swimming strokes to different pupils, depending on which one I think they'll find easiest. The swimming technique itself is far less important than feeling confident in the water.
Great. So how many lessons would I need to learn to swim?
Well, all my lessons are an hour long, and generally it just takes 3 to overcome the fear and get people swimming. A few never make it, but I'd say 90% end up swimmers.
So there's hope for us all yet. And now on to Michelle.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.